Now we have the most important part of a vacation Bible school. It's when we get to open the Word of God and we get to learn from the Scriptures and see what God has to say to us. And so we're going to do that. So turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Matthew chapter 28. And when you find that, stand with me. We'll read our Scripture tonight, Matthew chapter 28. We'll begin reading in verse number 16, Matthew 28, verse 16. Okay. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Look what he said next. The first three words of verse number 19. Can we say it all together? Go ye therefore. Do you know why Jesus was able to tell the disciples to go and tell other people about Jesus? It's because of what he said there at the end of verse number 18. He said this, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen. So in other words, for us to be the light that God wants us to be in this world, do you know what we need? We need to be plugged into God's power. Amen. And if we decide to do that, then we'll have all the power that we need to go and tell this world about Jesus and shine that light. So that's what we're going to talk about. So bow with me and we'll pray and we'll let God work in us tonight. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word and we thank you for your touch and for how you speak to us and for being so good. I pray that you'd help us tonight to hear from you. God, we need to hear from you. So we pray for your power and for your encouraging work in us and for the young people and really all of us tonight. We need to hear something from you. And so I pray that you'd help us to be touched and guided by you. We love you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the power that you put in us, because there's no power in us without you. You give us all the strength and power. And without you, we cannot do anything. So we pray for your help tonight and again for your touch. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. You know, there are things that we have in this life that we use. We utilize these things. There was a friend, Brother Aaron, whose motorcycle it was parked here at the parking lot for the singles retreat that they went to the last couple of days, but he left his key in there with the ignition on. And when you end up doing that, what happens is the battery goes all the way down. And then when you try to turn the ignition on, maybe this has happened in your car before, it doesn't come on, does it? Why? Because the battery all the way died. And you have to replace the battery. You have to charge up the battery. You have to have the power to be able to make things work the way they're supposed to work. And so we have an iron, and we know what we do with an iron. We don't hit people with these. By the way, I did accidentally burn my wife with an iron one time. That was a total accident, by the way. So we can't hurt people with these, but that's not what it's designed to do. This, you know, this makes our clothes look straight if we do it right. You know, sometimes I burnt my favorite shirt, actually, with an iron and destroyed it, and it really upset me. So we can damage things, too. But there's a purpose for this. But you know what an iron won't do if you don't have power going to the iron? It won't do what it's supposed to do. It won't work the way it's supposed to work. It needs to be plugged into the power to be able to work. And then we have this amazing item right here, a toaster. How many of you like toast tonight? Raise your hand. You like toast. Okay. All right. So, you know, we put the bread in the toaster, or the bagels in the toaster, or the Pop-Tarts in the toaster. Pop-Tarts? Yeah. Put those in there, and we push the lever down, and it cooks them, and it pops up, and the aroma of whatever it is you're cooking, and we're like, okay, let's do this. But, you know, it won't work if you don't have the power, source to be able, you know, to make this work. I also found that, you know, toasters actually require quite more energy to work than what, the plug for the vehicle. You know, toasters don't work with the plugs in the vehicle. I figured that out. So, you know, so it has to have the power. And then you have a blender, and we make shakes, and we make, you know, ice cream shakes. Usually that's, you know, what I'm going to do with one of these. is I'm going to make an ice cream shake, and I'm going to put Oreos in there. I'm going to, of course, put ice cream in there. We're going to put hot fudge in there, and we're going to put brownies in there and all this stuff like that. And, you know, in anything else that I can get my hands on, we're going to put it in there. We're going to blend it up. And that's how I do shakes. And we're going to, but you're not going to be able to make a shake with a blender if you don't have the power to, you know, to use it. And here's what Jesus is trying to say to his disciples. We have a mission that he wants us to accomplish. There are things that he wants us to do, and we're not going to be able to accomplish the things that God wants us to accomplish without the power that he gives to us. And can I say that tonight, if you need to be saved, you cannot be saved in your own power. You're not going to have the strength to, you're not going to have the ability to bring salvation to yourself. You need a power that can only come from God. And in this passage, this is what Jesus is talking about. When Jesus said these words, "All power is given unto me," I want you to think about what he's saying right there. Because what Jesus isn't saying that he wasn't God before and now he's God. Because Jesus is God, isn't he? Amen. Jesus is God. Can we say that all together? Jesus is God. And by the way, as God, he's always been God. Which means he was there in the beginning of creation. And he is the creator. He says that in Colossians chapter 1. And because Jesus is God. And because Jesus is God, Jesus has all power. He has the power to be the creator of the universe. And so he has that strength and he has that power. So when Jesus says these words, watch this. All power is given unto me. It's almost as though Jesus is saying there was a certain power that he didn't have. Until he received that power. And you know what that power was? Listen to this. It was the power that Jesus was given when he died on the cross. Listen, everybody. When he died on the cross to pay for our sins. And he was buried. But then 3 days later, what happened? Jesus raised from the dead. And in that moment, when Jesus raised from the dead, he conquered death, he conquered hell. And he passed from death to life. And because of that, now he has the authority through his blood, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, to offer everlasting life to anybody in this world. And so now he has the authority to make people saved. Amen. Can I say it like this? Jesus has been given the power to save anybody from their sins. Amen. He has been given that authority. And so now this evening, what ends up happening is we give the gospel, we talk to you about the Lord Jesus, that Jesus died to pay for our sins. And because he died to pay for our sins, he made a way through his blood so that we can be saved tonight. He has been given the power to make you saved. He has been given the power so that the message of the gospel through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will speak straight to your heart. And you can know because of Jesus. That when you die, you'll be in heaven with him. Amen. You can know that. Do you know why? Because of the power that was given to Jesus. That's the power he's talking about. All power was given unto him. So that because of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of his blood, we can be saved. Now I need a helper. So Brother Larry, you're going to be my helper. I volunteer you. I need you to walk this over behind the wall over there. And I'm going to get it all tangled up, just like I hoped I wouldn't. Let me see here. We're going to do this. Okay, I think we got it here. Now what we're going to do is you're going to walk this over there. And we're going to try not to get this tangled. Lord, help me here. And you know what? Let's just do it like this. Walk it over there to the plug behind the wall over here. And I'll just take it off the top. Okay, plug it into the wall. You know what this is? This is an electric cord. You know what this gives us? Power. You know what we didn't have just a few minutes ago? Thanks, Brother Larry. Well, we didn't have power to make these things work. But now we have something that will make all of these devices work so that they can be utilized for what they were designed to be utilized. So if we need to iron something, we're not going to iron things very well with an iron that's not plugged in, are we? But if we take this iron and we plug it in, then now what we have is we have been given the power. Because notice this, the light comes on. Here's what that means. It means that we can use this and we can iron our clothes and we can make things straight and we can make things look nice, and this is what these are supposed to do. But the only reason we're able to do that is because we have been given the power to make this thing work. And Jesus is saying tonight, I want to empower you. I want to work in you. I want to do something in you that it's like a deadness that was there, an emptiness that was there. There's no life. There's no salvation. And when Jesus moves in, it's like getting plugged into the power. And because of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved and you can know that you're redeemed. He's been given the power to transfer everlasting life to you. But you know what you have to do? You have to plug into the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to plug into His power, because you don't have power on your own. You're empty and you're lost. You're dead. There's nothingness without Him. There's nothing. You know what we end up in life, I think, adults? We end up in life emptiness, with emptiness and brokenness. And we wonder why things aren't working the way they should. And you know what ends up happening is we try to live this life and we try to make things work, but we're not plugged into God. And things aren't going to work if you're not plugged into Him. If you're not plugged into the Lord Jesus Christ and in being empowered by Him, you're not going to be able to make it. You're not going to be able to make a difference. And so we have to be plugged in. Toaster, you know those Pop-Tarts that we love. What's your favorite Pop-Tart? What kind? Brown sugar one? Raise your hand for brown sugar. It's strawberry, okay. Amen. Yeah. Chocolate. There's a s'mores one out there. That one's good. Okay. Yeah. Just pop that Pop-Tart in there. Push the button. And in about 1.5 minutes, this thing's going to pop up and you're going to have the aroma of this incredible, you know, breakfast. Pop-Tarts probably shouldn't be breakfast, right? We're going to start the day off with a load of sugar and who knows what else is in those things. So we're going to have that breakfast. By the way, somebody should probably bring some Pop-Tarts tomorrow night. We'll put it on the table, you know. Then we're going to have this blended up ice cream. How many of you were tracking with me? You were like, yeah, ice cream and Oreos and brownies and some hot fudge and some, you know, it kind of gets to where it's too much. But for me, it never is too much. You know, I'm probably not going to eat all of it, but, you know, I mean, we're just going to put it all in there. I mean, I'm not a good cook. I'll just like tell everybody right now, if you're going to come over to my house and I'm involved with the process, you better just take your medication before you come. But we're going to just pop it all in there and we're just going to blend this thing up. But you know why we're able to have this amazing dessert? Because we've plugged this blender into some power. Amen. We're not going to have the strength to make anything work and make anything come together and blend it up and have the right recipe and everything moving forward without God's power. We got to be plugged into Him. Do you know what Jesus is saying to His disciples? He says, I've been equipped with the ability to make anybody who turns their heart to me go to heaven. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. I just almost jumped off of there. I'm so excited. But I'm not sure how that would go. You know, I went to the gym with my son the other day and I was like, he was like, Dad, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. But anyway, so do you know what Jesus is saying to His disciples? He's saying, all power is given unto me. That literally means that Jesus can save anyone. Amen. It also means that God doesn't limit salvation to a certain amount of people. You know, well, I'm not really qualified to be saved. Well, you're incorrect. God can save anybody. And He's made a way for anybody who will turn their heart to Him. And so what we do is we're in a place where we hear the gospel and then somebody delivers the message and God starts talking to our heart. And He whispers to us and He says, you need to be saved and you need to come to me and you need to give your heart to Jesus. He starts to talk to us, doesn't He? Remember those times when He talks to you and you can hear His voice and it's like loud and clear. I can hear you, Lord. I can hear you. And you're talking to me. And He's speaking to us when we need to be saved. And He says, I want you to come to me in salvation. He in fact says it like this, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He wants to give you peace. He wants to make you have a relationship with God. And when He says all power, that's what He means. He means you can be saved. It means it's not limited to the pastor. It's not limited to the pastor's wife or the pastor's kids or those that grew up in church and those that love Him. Well, you know, those that never make any mistake or those that never sin or don't do really bad sins. And I don't know if God can save me. No. Jesus said all power is given to Him. Anybody can be saved because of Jesus. And if you need to be saved tonight, He can bring salvation to you. And He'll speak to you about that. Can I tell you though, that power that we get plugged into in salvation, that gives us the ability to accomplish anything that He wants us to do in this life, That power comes from Him. Okay? You want to do something for God? You got to be plugged into Him. That's how it all begins. It starts by being plugged into Jesus. But did you know that Jesus, after He says, "I'm the power," are we getting this tonight? When He said, "I'm the power," did you know the first thing He said after He said, "You get plugged into this power"? You said it along with me. It's three words at the beginning of verse 19. Do you want to try to say it again? Go ye therefore. Do you know what Jesus said? The first thing that I want you to accomplish when you get plugged into me is I want you to stop thinking about yourself and I want you to go. Where does He want you to go? I don't know where we're going to go, but we're just going to go. No. He wants us to go and He wants to share the gospel and tell other people and tell other kids and tell our coworkers and tell our neighbors and tell our friends and tell our family and our brother and our sister and our mom and our dad and our grandma and our grandpa and anybody in our life. He wants us to go to them and take the gospel to them to shine the light in this world. God wants us to shine. Listen, you know what He's saying? He's wanting us to pack our bags. He's like, I want you to go. I want you to take off. I want you to go into this world. I mean, it's time to pack our bags. How many of you love to go on trips? Yeah. Raise those hands high. You're like, okay. Some of you are like, you know, I don't like going on trips. Okay, you can put your hands down. They're trying to send a message to you, mom and dad. Hey, let's go to, you know, Disney, whatever. So when we get ready to go on a trip, it is a trap sometimes, but we're going to go on a trip and we're going to pack our bags, aren't we? And we're going to make sure we put all the bare essentials in there. And don't let the boys pack their bags all by themselves, because a lot of bare essentials are not going to get packed, okay? So we're going to make sure we get all of our clothes that we need and all the things that we need. And we're going to make sure we've stuffed some toys in there, some things that we need along. We need those things, you know? And so we're going to pack our bags. Why? Because we're going on a trip. Here's what God says. You have somewhere to go. I'm empowering you. I'm equipping you. I'm giving you the power so that you can accomplish something for me. I have a mission for you. And I want you to go. Go where? Go ye therefore. And let's deliver the gospel to as many people as we can. Let's shine that light. You know what I think ends up happening? Is we know God wants us to go, and some of us are going, but we're not going with the light. It's like we're getting packed all right, and we're making our plans, and we're making our destinations known in our own heart and in our own mind, and we're excited about it, and I'm looking forward to the things that we're going to get to do, and all the stuff we're going to get to do this summer. I mean, it's summer, and it's going to be hot outside, but there's stuff that we can do, and it's fun, and we're going to get to go to camp, and we're going to get to go swimming. Raise your hand if you like to go swimming. Okay, I see those hands. That's a message to all you moms and dads. We're going to go swimming and we're going to go, you know, to the store, you know, and get, you know, cupcakes and brownies and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to get to go to all these places. And I look forward to all these places we're going to get to go this summer. Hallelujah. And I'm looking forward to it. But you know what? As we start making our plans and packing our bags and getting ready to go do all the things we're going to get to do, you know what ends up happening? Is we forget that what God wants us to do when we go here and there is to shine the light. And so we end up going and being and doing and all these things, but we're not shining for Jesus. We're not letting our testimony shine. We're not inviting people to Christ. We're not telling people about church. And we're not, you know, being in our testimony and on our life the kind of light that God wants us to be. Oh, yeah, we're packed and we're ready to travel and we're ready to go here and go there. I can't wait for the next activity and the next event and the next thing that we're going to get to do. Oh, yeah, my bags are packed. But hang on a second. When God said, "Go ye therefore," what He was saying is I'm going to empower you to shine as a light. And so what we need to do is we need to get plugged into Jesus, and we need to try to seek the Lord in moving forward day by day and do the things that we are called by Him to do while shining our light. So my bags are packed, but my light's shining too. So where are we going to go? We're going to go ye. Where is that? I don't know. We're just going to go ye. Therefore. And we're going to shine this light. Amen. How are we going to do that, Pastor? Because you got to be plugged into the power. If you're not plugged into the power, your light's not going to shine. Your bags might be packed. And you might be looking forward to the next event, the next activity, the next thing you're going to get to do. But if you want your light to shine, you got to be plugged into Jesus. Amen. So we need to make a decision tonight. We need to make a decision, number one, if we don't have salvation, that we got to get plugged into Christ. We need to ask Him to save us. because he's the power that makes us alive. And then when we go into this world, when we leave this place, we need to be plugged into Jesus and shine this light out there in this world. You know, I want to challenge all you kids, look up here. I want to challenge all of you to ask God to help you to find another kid that you can invite to come to Vacation Bible School and shine this light. Dear Jesus, would you help me to shine my light and invite another kid to Vacation Bible School? Would you help me to go out there in this world and shine my light for you? You know what we need to do, moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and all of in between there? We need to read our Bible every day. Amen. You need to get up every morning. Oh, well, I'm a kid. I can't read my Bible. Well, you know, you might not be able to read very good, but you can ask your mom and dad to help you. And we can make sure that we read our Bible every day. How many of you have a Bible? Raise your hand. You have a Bible. Okay. I think all of you, except the ones who are asleep right now, you probably have a Bible. You know what you can do is you can open that Bible and you can read it every day. And you know what you do when you read your Bible every day? You're getting plugged into Jesus. You know what you can do every day? Remember, we sang about it, didn't we? What am I doing right now? I'm praying. You know you can pray every day? And when you read your Bible and you pray every day, you don't just grow, but you're getting plugged into God's power. Amen. And that's the power you need to shine that light. Amen. If you're not plugged into Him, there's no light to shine. He's the one that makes us shine. He's the one that makes us into that testimony and that light in this world. Let me encourage you tonight to let God shine through you. Amen. That you would be plugged into Him and let Him shine through you. Amen. If you need to be saved, I want to encourage you to talk to your mom and dad about this. And say, Mom and Dad, I'm not sure about my salvation. We need to talk about this. And moms and dads, if the kids come to you and they're not sure about their salvation, but you don't really know what to do, then let's get with, you can get with me or Miss Melissa or Brother Joe or Miss Sarah or somebody who can help so that we can help our children to know about their salvation. And it might not just be a kid tonight that's struggling about this. And your light's not shining because you're not plugged into Him. You're not able to accomplish anything and move forward because you're not plugged into Him. Let me encourage you about that. Let's let our light shine for Him. Let's ask God to help us to be plugged in.